If you've got spring fever, Lowe's has the cure. During SpringFest, make your landscape stand out with three free bags of Miracle-Gro 3/4 cubic foot garden soil when you buy three. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh all season long. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/22 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to RIP. It's been a minute. Took a break for the holidays. Got the flu. Recovering from the flu. Forgive me.
It was the flu. You had the flu?
Shit, bitch. You know what it is?
I thought you just had a cold.
No. It was what everybody had.
I thought it was just a cold.
No,
I had a cold.
Oh, maybe I have a cold. I didn't have the like
Were you throwing up?
No.
Then I don't think it was
okay,
the flu.
Okay, maybe it's a cold. But I thought everybody had the flu. I didn't have the weak like fever shit. I didn't have like... You know what I mean? Where you're like haunting your apartment because you're like hot and cold. I didn't have that.
Did you finish the... I feel like you... Is there more intro to do?
Oh. Don't micromanage my pod, Dan. I'm here with Dan Janine and...
No, I don't need the name. I was just wondering if it was... Could we roll?
We are rolling in L Orlando. How's that?
Great.
Be in the fucking caption.
No, I'm not. Do you think I cared about the name?
What didn't you care about?
I just didn't feel like we closed the book on you doing the intro. I thought it was...
That's... What do you mean? There's no closing of a book in my mind. It's like a newspaper that forever opens.
Forever opens. Never closes.
Yeah.
The beginnings of podcasts are always like very awkward to me when you have to do the whole like, and now here's the time for the podcast. And yeah. Sure. Me, we got blah, 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 blah.
Well, the studio's under renovation, so we are currently in Dan's new apartment, which is kind of perfect because it's like you haven't unpacked. There's this rape art behind me.
It did make me immediately think
Bro,
of
Bro, just
American
be real.
Psycho,
are you going to drink the cold brew? Just be real. Just be real.
Why don't you guys just share it? You sip out of it and he drinks the straw.
For those who don't know what's going on right now, the producer of this podcast today has a coffee. Jordan clearly wants a coffee but refuses to ask Steve for the coffee. And
Dan hooked this up today. He got Steve, he gave us the apartment, and I have just been roasting him for an hour straight since we got here.
The cups
Dan, where are the cups, idiot?
I've been having fun the whole
time.
They're
pretty hot. So. They're like in the
upper,
upper.
I got red light therapy in this apartment.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Okay, let's... How did you guys feel about the holidays? Did you see family?
I was sick.
Bad juxtaposed to El Orlando?
Oh, fuck off.
The juxtaposition. I might need you guys to switch. Noah, stay next to me.
No.
Shut up.
I'm
dude.
In a different frame.
You're
I'm in
so
I have my
pretty.
Own camera.
You're
Thank
annoying.
You so much. I'm
You're
just quite
so
ill.
Annoying.
I'm quite ill.
You're ill. It's affecting your brain. You just saw
a clip on Rogan
where Bradley Cooper is calling you
smart
and amazing. He basically called you the
Do you
hottest
know how
girl
dumb
on
I am?
Earth.
Do you know how dumb I am? Last night I had a man over and
And
I was like, you have to be up at 5 a.m. and it was 10 p.m. and I was like, you only have 5 hours. You're only going to get 5 hours of sleep. And he was like, well, that's not right. And I was like, 5 plus 5 is 10.
Yeah, 5 plus 5 is 10.
Wait, you had to get up at 5 a.m. and it was what?
He had to get up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
It was 10 p.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I said, you have... There you go. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
But there's different qualities of sleep.
But Bradley Cooper thinks I'm smart.
He thinks you're smart. He thinks you're hot.
Thank you so much for that coffee.
So Bradley Cooper only got 5 hours of sleep last night?
No. No. This is Coyote.
Where did you meet this guy? Sorry.
A fellow comedian hooked us up.
Really? Oh, that's the best.
A fellow comedian said, I posted a picture of a frog.
Okay.
And then she was like,
naturally.
She goes, you love frogs and this guy's like obsessed with frogs.
Okay.
So you guys should meet up. And I was like, well, I'm not obsessed with frogs day I, but I'm not like obsessed. And she goes, well, he's really good in bed. And I said, ribbit, motherfucker.
Yeah. I could be your frog. How does she know that?
They used to hook up.
Okay.
Like many years ago.
Okay.
She's a very safe friend.
Yeah, that's actually pretty nice because now you know all the details.
She's also a gremlin like me, so it's okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's fine.
So because he hooked up with her, I was like, okay, he's okay with gremlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys can probably guess who it is. The other gremlin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. West Coast gremlin.
Yeah.
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 How was your holiday?
Mine was great. I got my fireplace working in my house, so I just had fires with my witches. I had all the witches over, and we did lots of... Oh, of course my mom's calling. Hold on. Mom, you're live on the podcast. Isn't that cool? Bradley Cooper said I'm smart.
Oh, oh, that's so funny. That's the one part of it that I knew you would react to.
Because you know that I think I'm retarded?
No, I just, it was just like, I don't know, there was just something it's more poignant, more intense about that particular comment. The rest of it is fucking off the charts as well.
Yeah, but I'm like a pretty smart, I'm like a pretty smart guy.
I could, yeah, you're pretty smart.
Yeah, I could be, to be a professor of information.
No, no, honey. No, no. That's
the... Mom's like, no, no, no.
Roll it up. No, knock it up. Yeah.
No, you're smart. You're smart on your feet, but I don't know if you have a knowledge base. That
listen, yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Like, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
The LACS. That's it is
the alternative community school. I know how to milk a goat. So that's good. Okay, I love you. I gotta go. I'm on the pod.
Okay, love you, sweetheart. That is really, really awesome.
I know.
So cool. So cool. Okay, love you. Talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye. Okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if on the podcast Rogan and Bradley Cooper were like, "Yeah, she's really smart. Not she wouldn't be like a good like like a professor or something."
I wouldn't trust her to watch my child for 5 minutes, but she's she's smart. She can do this.
Yeah. It's always awkward when people call, like comedians smart, you're like, yeah, but not in all the ways that count, you know?
I know. When my friends are like, "Will you hook me up with a comic?" I'm like, you don't, there's such a like data, there's a giant like cerebral cortex aspect that is completely cut out of all comics.
Yeah, completely missing. And
like, we can deconstruct any human being and decipher what their insecurities are. But there's no like understanding of geopolitics.
Your friends that ask you to hook them up with comics.
It's such a bad idea. Yeah,
it's so mean.
Every single person who ever tries to hook me up with someone will always say,
"I'm really sorry that he's a comic."
It took me a minute to convince her to go out with a comedian.
I mean, if you're looking for a long term,
it's such a cliche in New York. Like, go to New York, date a comic. Gross.
It's pretty impossible to date us because of the road. It is difficult. And everybody works Monday through Friday. Oh, you're why are comedians kind of stupid? You're kind of stupid. You're not as stupid.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're actually pretty smart.
But we're both stupid in a similar way, you know?
Yeah. Like, I can't do school at all.
Yeah.
Like, anything, like, written or any, like, testing my intelligence. I was bad at tests, like, and stuff. Zero.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
I was a horrible student.
I had to go to an alternative school because I was just failing everything.
I just cheated my way through everything because my dad was like, "You gotta do regular school."
Shout out Rachel Richter. Thank you for letting me use your notes.
Yeah,
color coordinated gel pens. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Badly. I also had it. I had bad ADD, supposedly, whatever that means. So I could write the tests on my own, stuff like that, and I still didn't do well. Because like, I would go get a coffee and stuff when I was supposed to write ADD. The tests. It's so bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One time I took a French class because I was like, "Oh, I'm bad at Spanish." And then the first test, the teacher was like, "Okay, I circled all the words you did in Spanish," and the whole test was circled. Like, I just did it all in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Even though it's French.
So you can only be good at Spanish if you're told not to do any Spanish.
100%. Yeah.
I was good at philosophy, but that's all like pontificating and just making bizarre connections making between things that don't make any sense.
I like logic. I like the logic.
The
stuff.
Logic I was so addicted to.
This is my big complaint with comedians, by the way, is that I hate when people say comedians are smart because so many jokes are based on logical fallacies, like where the actual logic doesn't play out. And it's
that's
just
what makes it funny.
No, it doesn't make it funny. You can be funny making
example.
A point.
Yeah, example.
It doesn't have to be a funny example, but just like, this guy is blue.
Example is like, okay, in logic, there's the stand, you know, it's colloquially.
Why did they have to make that word so
hard to say?
So
such a mouthful.
Colloquially.
Also, what does it mean?
It means like
amongst friends, like casually.
Casually
it's like
said.
It's called a whataboutism, which is like,
it's like the majority has accepted it as so.
Exactly. Can't say in logic, you can't say that like if someone does something, you can't say it's okay because someone else does the same thing. Like, that's like a whataboutism. You know, if I, let's say I like cheated on my girlfriend or whatever, and And then I would be like, but dude, you cheat on your girlfriend all the time. Like, that's, that doesn't make it okay for me to cheat on my girlfriend. But
and
like,
that's the,
that's so many people, that's the, that, that is funny. But so many people have jokes that are like that. Like, how are you going to say that I do this thing when you out there doing that thing? Oh. I'm sorry, I made that black. Oh,
Right. So, you're going to say it's bad that bitches be shopping, but your bitch be buying the most shit. Yeah, your bitch be buying mad shit,
bruv.
You're both, your bitch, yeah. Bruv. We went British?
We're trying to get, yeah.
Dude, you know what I was thinking about? How much cooler black British guys are than American British guys?
100%.
You know, like a full grill, yeah. With a guy being like, I want that pussy. And a British guy's like, all right, he's up. I'm going to stack paper.
Jordan, what's it like getting dicked down a lot? Like,
oh my God, I do have been getting dicked down.
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. It's nice. I lost weight. And my,
from getting dicked down
and
so
my
much?
Pee is brown.
Yeah. It's like going to other sweating. It's like going to the sauna a lot.
Dude, low-key is very like that.
High-key.
Also, it's been a long time since I've actually been able to be good at sex.
Yeah.
So it feels... It's
what is that? What do you mean by that?
Like, you know when you're just fucking somebody for a long time and you're like, I'm not actually able to show my skills in this, yeah. On this court, in these streets?
Yeah, because if you do anything that's like try-hardy, it's like, oh, what are you trying hard?
It's also just the way...
That's in my head.
It's also... Cover your ears. This is rated R.
Yeah.
It's just like the type of...
By the
way,
Coyote goes in the crate whenever Jordan gets piped.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. smart. Because then when a dog's like on the bed, dude, when you're like hooking up with someone,
I was dating someone
so
who let
weird.
The animals be around. I hated
oh,
it.
Oh, it's weird.
Like, this is
animals?
Your best friend.
The yeah. plural?
Or cats, dogs. I'm being non-specific yeah. for a reason. And yeah.
But multiple.
Mind. It's weird. It's like,
one.
Put the dog
okay,
away.
One. Okay, great. And they would get up on the bed?
Not on the bed, but like I was like, why would you want her to see this? Like, this is your like the,
yo,
your spirit animal.
Coyote eats the crotches out of my underwear. She loves eating cum.
Oh,
she loves eating tampons.
God.
If I let her on the bed, she would be balls deep.
She's
she would
like
be,
me too.
You think
me.
She'd
she
be licking the ass.
Giving... She would be licking the ass. She'd be waiting yeah. for the cum yeah. to drop. She would be clean. Dude, she loves bodily
fluids.
Jordan's
fluids. Really hot and really cool, but like every time we have sex, like the dog is like licking my ass.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
crazy.
No, it's
in there I will too. Say that is open mic joke number one about a dog being in the room when
yeah.
you're having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think about it, but
about what?
The fact that she's there and knows. She's really good at it. Like
you
after
crate her in the room?
She just goes to her crate. She just knows. She's like, I don't want any part of that.
Oh, that's good.
She does it.
This is my own. I feel so guilty for everything in life. Wow.
Ew, imagine if I locked her in and I was like, time for you.
I thought you locked her in.
No, she just knows to go in there. And if she comes out, then I make the fart noise. Don't do it.
What's the fart noise?
Please don't do it. For
no,
her.
No, I'm curious. I'm not going to do that.
Like
I'm
if I pushed air out
I'm
of
not,
my mouth,
I'm
while
not,
going
I
like
don't
this.
Troll. Okay.
She hates that?
Yeah, she hates that. And then she'll hide in the crate if I do that. So if she comes to lick the balls, I just do that.
I just feel bad because, wow. Look, we castrate animals and then it's like, yo, look what we can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to see me blast all over these tits? You can't do that shit.
Yeah.
Sorry again for the black.
Well, you're really in your like black eye era right now. And you're in your sweats.
Anyway, the holidays were good.
Well, it's mostly because I can't actually say things about sex. I don't feel comfortable actually talking about sex.
Why?
Me
You talk
really.
About it on stage.
I talk about how I don't feel comfortable talking about it. And everything I do is like ways I get
Bro.
Around.
Talk
Bro.
About Talk about going black every time I get like a sexed. That's like
you're getting sexed.
Well, I go black. Like I'm like, oh shit, bitch, you know how it be. And I'm like, I'm
same,
so sorry.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing. I should stand up more like a weirdo. That's the same thing. Is that if you play a different character, you're not like I'm you're not like I'm fuck. You know, like it's me.
I have
know?
A joke about it's setting mystic. Boundaries in a Scottish accent, like with my mom. Like the only way I can do it is in Irish or Scottish.
I used to for a long time when I was watching Mad Men, I watched Mad Men a lot, and I could pick up girls, but I would have to do it as like Don Draper, and my friends were like,
that's what these are.
No.
Well,
that's what this is. That's what this art is. It's Don Draper wannabe.
I'm not a Don Draper wannabe.
But like, how would you
Can I tell you?
Can we role play?
Can we please role play?
I want to hear this.
It's just like, okay, like going up to a, okay, I'm
the girl.
I'm 35 now.
I'm the girl. I'll be the boy.
You guys are going to act this out? Yeah. You don't have the lines.
I'm just a boy around.
You're just, okay. You're just like my boy or her her friend?
Yeah, she's my friend.
No, if you're her friend, that would be even harder.
He's a gay friend.
He's a gay friend.
He's okay. gay friend.
Male?
Yep.
You're a gay man?
I'm a gay man.
She's my gay male friend. I'm the girl.
Then it's even harder, though, because then you're getting judged. Gay man... Well, don't you need to think if about you him. If you want to pick up a girl with a gay man, you have to win the gay. I actually like that because I can win the gay man first, and then
if the gay man, sorry, you're walking right into these.
Making a good podcast.
You're doing
for
a layup, just handing the ball right over to me.
Yeah, I'm leaving you unopened boxes and saying, "Why don't you open that up?"
I'm opening them. Yeah, I'm seeing them. I'm opening them. I'm collapsing box. Them. You know I'm recycling them.
Anyway, going up to, okay, I still to this day, like, I can count on one hand the amount of times where, as myself, I've worked up the courage to, like, walk up to a girl and say, like, hey, how are you? I'm Dan. Like, to just even say, hey, how are you? I'm Dan. Like, that, because what you're doing if you go up to a girl and say that, you're being like, I am a fully grown sexual being and I am interested in you sexually. Like, that takes a lot.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And the few five times I've done it, it's probably been okay, hot level. Like,
but you're like picturing yourself as Don Draper as you're doing it. Yeah. And that helps you.
I would go out and be like, hello.
That kind of makes sense. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You know,
I'm like, Don. Dan. I'm
yeah. The first time I had sex, there was this movie called 21 about...
Cards
and and it was about guys who counted cards playing blackjack, and the protagonist was kind of like a squirrely sort of Jewy guy, and there was no reason he was gonna pick up. It was like some hot girl, I can't remember who it was in the movie.
21 is with
I forget who's the guy who
did Facebook. That guy?
No,
that's Catch Me, that's Now You See Me.
Yeah. It's not Jesse Eisenberg. It is Emilio Ventimiglia or something. Okay. Steve, you want to cook that? Milo something.
Okay.
He actually got canceled. I can't remember why.
He did?
Yeah.
No way. For what? We don't know because you said I don't remember that.
Predatorial behavior, okay. I believe. Yeah. But he goes up to the hot girl in the movie and he goes, because they've been spending a lot of money at these casinos, and he looks at her fully serious, and he goes, they comped me a room. Do you want to see it? And the first time I had sex, I was in Atlantis, Paradise Island at the Bahamas. My friend's dad was a big gambler, so we got everything for free. Wow. We were just like kings of this place, full comped accounts. And there was this girl I knew from Toronto who a couple of my friends had gone out with, and she was like, being flirty, but like I didn't know. I mean, I was such a virgin. I was like 21, 20.
Yeah, 31. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were dancing or something, and we were at the club thing, and I legit said the line from the movie. I go, they comped me a room. Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Because you were referencing the movie?
No, I morphed into the character.
Or you later found out from the movie. You had seen the movie.
No. I became him for a moment.
Yeah.
I think that's necessary.
And it worked.
Well, you fake it till you make it, and then it's kind of like comedy, right? When you first start,
it's a good idea.
You impersonate all
you
the
people. You were 21 when you lost your virginity?
Is that...
How did you do that?
You think that's early?
I feel like I was 18.
Only amongst fucking...
I was 15.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
I thought you were going to compliment me.
I had to have sex so that I could get the tampon in. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm about to get my period.
Why? You had extra thick tampons? Like one set
I
only?
Just remember having sex and being like, now when I get my period, I'll be able to put a tampon in.
Right.
I had to like ask a guy to have. I was like, please.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I
basically had to rape for sure.
Yeah.
He was like, we're not the right age. And I was like, no, just put it in and we won't move.
How old was he?
He was my age. He was my boyfriend. Okay. He was a sweetie pie. But I remember him being like, I don't know. And I was like, it'll be fine, bitch.
Totally.
All of us were developed way too early. The women developed way earlier than the boys.
In general. Yeah.
Yeah. We were like all over sexed, crazy people.
Yeah. And I like I'm big on not I don't think that people ascribe way too much ceremony to these things, and I think that
it
makes things too complicated. I mean, having said that, I was 21, so what the fuck do I know? But
right, you're like, I just don't think it should matter so much what age you were when you lost
all
your
the
virginity.
Women I was with before were like, I'm kind of like waiting for the right moment. I was like, true. Yeah, I mean, I was like, you guys are putting way
too
much.
You guys should stop.
Yeah.
You just gotta do it. You just gotta make someone.
It
do
was
it
painful that when breaking your hymen is a painful feeling.
It wasn't painful for me, and like the cherry didn't pop. Nothing that they said was gonna happen happened.
I bled a little.
Yeah,
this guy had a huge dick. I bled.
Wouldn't know about popping hymens.
I, Were you a horse girl? Did you pop it on the horse?
No. Oh,
okay,
dude.
Great. Well, a lot of girls be popping it on the horse.
Yeah.
No.
It's a problem.
Maybe I just don't have one. I don't know.
My mom popped hers on the horse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like blood. So every girl that I was dating that was a virgin, I was like, hey, why don't you ride that horse first?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Let's go over fig riding.
JK,
yeah.
Obviously.
I think it's weird when guys get weirded out by like periods. Like, yeah. I know if you don't know me, but at the same time, it's going to feel really good if I'm on my period and we have sex.
Well, there is the problem I've realized where the blood can get stuck in the pubic hair and that is painful for them. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
Yeah, it can pill up in the pubic hair and it can be painful.
Well, why don't you just wipe it off after?
You got to shower.
You got to shower.
Totally.
You got to shower. These guys aren't showering.
You got to shower.
After having period sex?
That's also a bad excuse. I'm very pro period sex. I'm very pro. I think it's like crucial. And yeah. I think it also is like
crucial.
The best.
Well, it means they can come inside you and you won't get pregnant. It also means that there's like a sense of connection between you two that's like primal. And it also means that they're not gay. Right? Like, it's very like, this is proof that you're an actual man.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's like historical. Like,
yeah.
People have been
you think
doing
you could fool
years.
A gay guy up to that point? He's like, yeah, I'll pound you out. And then he's like, ew, blood.
Yeah. Well, Ian. Yeah. Ian won't have period sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. That's weird. Yeah. When guys say they won't have period sex,
how are you
going to
eat my ass
if
you won't have period sex? It's crazy.
That's insane.
I'm not very squeamish. I don't really have issues with that kind of stuff.
No. I mean,
also, you're not even seeing it. Like, they're not really, unless you, like,
sometimes
maybe
they be seeing
after.
It. Sometimes after. I've dismounted thinking that it would be clean. You know, sometimes you think your own fluids will clean them off, and I've dismounted and been like, oh, shit went the other direction. Shit came out.
Don't look down.
Yeah, and it's like a massacred creature. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, though. That's, like, my favorite thing, especially when I kind of hate the person I'm fucking, and I'm like, that's what you get for impaling a person, you stupid bitch.
Right, but what do you actually say to them?
Oh my God, we can take a shower. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I apologize immensely. I thought I was just spotting. I had no idea.
Yeah. I should just not tell guys when I'm on
red
my period.
Lube?
Yeah. Or you must have broken something in me. I don't know. It's definitely not period blood. Yeah. It's like an internal bleeding. I should go to the hospital. Please help me.
Wow, no one's ever hit my hymen before.
Oh my God, you're my emergency contact now.
One time a guy went down, like... A guy hooked up with my friend and my friend said, well, I'm on my period. And he really wanted to go down on her. And she's like, well, I'm on my period. And he's like, I don't care.
Nice.
And he ate her out while she was on her period. That's insane. That's too far.
Cells,
no,
bro.
I think
that's hot.
I think it's hot.
That's
cells,
crazy.
It's like when you're swimming. It doesn't come out while they're going down on you.
But it definitely,
let me tell you something.
I've for sure done that.
You have a little jaw pain, go down on a chick when she's fucking red falls. And by the end, you feel great after.
Why?
Really?
Iron?
The stem cells.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, that would be pretty. I'm going to use that.
Pretty sick, though.
I'm going to be like, this will heal you. I've had guys go down on me on my period.
Dude,
I think
that's kind of like a kind of a spiritual elder thing.
For sure.
This will heal you.
Yeah, the period
blood in the plants is a big one.
Yeah.
It helps plants grow.
People say, really?
Yeah, like dumping the
demon. So I mean, it's stem cells. It's definitely stem cells.
Whoa.
It's definitely stem cells.
You need period blood in your cactus.
I know. I need, Jordan, you want to sit on this cactus?
We grew up
in a
commune where there was always a placenta in the freezer.
Yeah.
And we had like...
You ate it?
I didn't eat it, but the mother was like waiting to freeze it and then to blend it so that she could eat it.
It's just like next to other shit?
Yeah. And one of my mom's like construction guys accidentally ate it.
Really? Wow. Yeah. What do you think it was?
I don't know. Meat or something?
Did
I don't
he
even
feel
know.
Different?
Sweetbreads?
He probably felt amazing. Yeah, have you had breast milk? I drank my friend's milk right out of her tit. Like she pulled it and then
wild.
I drank it.
Yeah.
And I really felt like I could...
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, win like a war.
It's big. It's actually big for bros right now. Bros are doing a lot of breast milk.
Yeah, you can sell it.
Not even in a sexual way.
Is that real?
I would have her breast milk popsicles, feel incredible. Because it's like bone marrow, feels great.
I have friends that are about to have babies. I should ask for some.
Yeah, get that shit.
I'll get that
shit. It's a little weird because I had it warm from her tit and I was like, that's scary. That
baby. Oh, it comes out warm?
For sure. That doesn't come out cold, El.
Yeah. Well, you can change the setting.
She has a little refrigeration. Yeah, it comes out very warm.
Do you think if the boobs get cold, it comes out cold?
No. Well, I think if you freeze the boobs,
yeah.
It's not coming out.
Oh.
Yeah. It comes out warm out of those scary pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sweet. It's like cereal milk. That's how she got me to do it. She's like, it tastes like cereal milk. And I was, before she'd even finished saying cereal milk.
She was like, it's sweet. It's sugar. And you're like, keto? And she's like, I think.
Yeah.
Do moms drink their own breast milk? Would that
make
sense?
No, I definitely know lots of husbands who have tried it.
Now I got to try it.
You got to try it.
I'm going to have my friend send me some.
It's really milk. It's kind of, it makes you a little fucked up because you're like, damn, we are just like cows with brains. Because it is milk. You know, you think like.
You have a big brain.
Yeah, I'm really smart. Bradley Cooper thinks I'm really smart. Smartest
woman.
Maybe Bradley
alive.
Cooper wants to have breast milk.
Dude, I don't have that desire that women have to like have a pregnant belly and have a breast milk at all.
No, I wish women. That's like the worst part about being a woman is like.
Does that mean we don't have kids?
Gets pregnant? What
does that mean? We shouldn't have kids because we don't have that impulse? Because I have friends who have that impulse. Hardcore.
I don't think so. I just think it's just like obviously the shittiest part, and I think maybe the patriarchy or someone convinced women that's a really good part of having the baby is the pregnancy part, and it's like obviously not. There's no way doing that for 9 months is good.
But my friends want to like hold a pregnant belly.
I think that surrogacy is going to become bigger and bigger by the like.
Oh, we met one. Remember when we were in Sacramento? We met one in the
yeah. Because like audience, because like it's so fucked up and it's such an elite thing. But if you could just pay, if you're like a super rich couple and you could just like pay someone else to do the dirty work, especially because you can put in your own eggs, like it can be your baby.
And then you don't have to get fat.
Yeah. You don't.
I'd be too worried about Juno happening, about my husband falling in love with the surrogate.
Yeah.
Oh.
So crazy. That's where you went?
That is where I go.
No, it's you're not doing it. Yeah, that's not where I would go.
But the surrogate, you never even like talk to them. You only see them on the day of the baby, right?
What, just through like AOL or
something?
No,
you talk to them. Yeah. You talk to him?
Yeah, you see
maybe email or like what?
Well, we were talking to that one surrogate that was in the audience and she was like, I do it for gay men because they kind of just like leave me be, whereas women will like want to put their head to the belly and touch it and feel the kicking and stuff.
Oh god. Yeah. I would be like, dude, hey, I'll see you in 9 months.
Yeah, bring the baby to my house. I'll be home around noon.
No, but they also want to monitor you, right? Like they're like, make sure that you're eating grass fed steak and shit like that.
Right, you know what I mean? I know. Yeah.
Oh my god, is this a fucking tick?
Oh
no, it's not. Sorry.
There's not ticks in the winter.
Ticks. We were just upstate.
Jordan's touching her dog, not herself.
She did a tick the other day, though.
What'd you do?
Did it get scared?
There was a thing on Shark Tank.
I pulled it off.
No. A tick glove. Like a glove that you wear and then wipe your dog down after you come from the outside to get ticks off.
Wow.
They have a thing for fucking everything now.
They got a deal, if you're wondering.
Anything you can possibly imagine, there's shit.
Yeah.
It used to be in the airplane magazines you'd find out all that stuff.
Oh, and yeah. Where are those? Bring those back.
I know.
Sky Mall? Come on.
Yeah.
It's good literature.
Hammacher Schlemmer?
Stop it.
What?
With that.
What? With what?
Hammacher Schlemmer?
I'm sick of this.
What is it?
When did we talk about this before where you kept bringing this thing up?
Hammacher Schlemmer?
Yeah.
What is that?
Never. Never.
Somebody brought this up.
It's as if you hanging out with a lot of neurotic people.
Who brought this up? And I was like, that's not a thing.
Wait. Must have been another man. No woman has ever brought up Hammacher Schlemmer.
Hammacher Schlemmer is a real thing. Room.
It's Hammacher Schlemmer. I'm
it's a Jewish word?
No.
It's got to be.
German.
You know Seltzer's Jewish? Isn't that so obvious?
Seltzer?
Seltzer.
Seltzer.
I don't know how I never knew that. It's obvious.
It comes from
it's right
Israel.
There.
Everything comes from Israel.
I was going to say I come from Israel. What was I saying? Hammacher Schlemmer was like Brookstone. It was like one of those magazines on the airplane where you see all the little trinkets.
Yeah.
They have all those things. It's like the 2-in-1 dog feeder litter box or whatever. I love
Or the robot dog.
I really want to know how your guys' holiday was with your family.
Do you?
Yeah.
You really want to know?
I do.
You really want to know?
I'm curious how it is.
Well, ask one of us first.
You go first. How was yours?
It was good, but it is... Do you guys get really triggered going back home and revert to being a full child? You know what I'm finding in therapy? I'm supposed to be setting boundaries with my family, but once I'm there, I cannot do it for the life of me. Do you guys have that?
Real talk is
I
hard.
I definitely set boundaries, and my whole family hates me for it, and I don't care, and then I'm the evil person,
but I would say,
and then I leave, and I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm
if
not
I had to come
to
up
you.
With someone that I thought would be good at that, it would be Elle. I feel like you'd be good at breaking up with people, too.
I break up with people so fast and quick, and I block them, and I never see them again.
That's incredible. How do you do that?
Unless we're friends, and then we're friends for life.
How do you do that?
Because I don't know. Well, honestly, like someone the idea of someone like wanting to be with me and I don't want to be with them like repulses me. And I'm like, I never want to
see. Like, it feels rapey.
It feels rapey. I get annoyed. I get bothered. I have this feeling like you're suffocating me. And
are you the majority of the time break up with people, or did they break up with you?
I usually end it.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever broken up with somebody. I've pushed them away.
Me neither, yeah. I feel like you'd also be good at... The other example I use for this, because it's like non-romantic, is like I was not good at asking for raises. Like, I couldn't sit across from the boss.
All I did was ask for raises.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I knew you'd be good at that shit.
Nothing.
Yeah, but I knew you'd be good at that. She doesn't have like... You're not like a people pleaser.
I think I'm getting better at not doing that, but I can be. Like, I'll change my personality for a little bit, so yeah, I don't say things that like pisses you off or something.
Yeah, totally.
Or they'll be like, I love this thing and I hate that thing. I'll be like, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I do that too. I also will change my entire ideology. If I'm dating a libertarian, I'll become libertarian. If I'm dating a liberal, I'll become liberal.
100%.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
So then if I'm like, the only thing I care about is maintaining love and having a connection. Yeah. So I'll be like, yeah, totally, dude.
Yeah,
I'm a bigot now.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's no backbone. It does suck. But it's also like, it's not what my attention is. My attention is to make sure the people closest to me are not mad at me. Mm-hmm. It is not to make sure that the fucking political situation in the United States is like aligned with mine.
Yeah,
I'll
go against my political ideals for sure.
Yeah.
I'm so good. I can have conversations with people on either side of the, like, the far ends of the spectrum.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. It's the best.
People who, like, stand their ground politically, I'm like, dude, why? Like, what are you doing?
I would date a flat earther. I would date a flat earther.
For sure.
Just to see.
About this.
Just to hear him out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would date a flat earther. I would date anybody. I would date
It's
hardest for me to date liberals.
I would literally date like people who are like, I would never date a Republican.
Don't say that on this podcast. You're going to get dogged, dude.
You're going to get a lot of flat earth DMs.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anybody? Perfect. It's a man with an eye sliding down his face.
Okay. That's what I already get. I already get like.
No, you would date anyone who you're super attracted to, regardless of their political ideology.
Yeah. If they're fit, let's talk.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so done dating people.
Do you still date mostly like tall like redhead guys?
I mean,
wasn't that your? I remember when I first met you, that was your.
That was my ex.
I go for redheads a lot too.
Yeah, I love gingers.
Yeah, I love gingers.
She
loved,
like,
Irish.
Rugby,
I love freckles.
Like rugby.
Yeah.
Rugby,
oh, that's nice.
So
that's
hot.
Nice. Yes.
But I mean,
what happened to that guy?
Hard to come by. Well, he didn't want to move to New York.
Oh,
so,
that'll do it.
Yeah.
Do
it. Not a lot of rugby here.
Yeah. He had a business in North Carolina and then...
Tick gloves?
What? Tick gloves? Yeah. I don't get it.
As in, was his business Shark Tank?
Something
tanks.
I said earlier.
Yeah.
Pretty good at the self-love.
Do you have a type? Mine is just Irish.
Anything. Irish?
Just Irish. Any Catholic
alcoholic?
Irish. Alcoholic every time.
Wow.
Truly every time.
Those
she loves a guy
age,
wearing...
like, just... opposite of fine wine. Those guys
great.
Age horribly.
That.
That's good. That helps me.
Yeah. You really?
Yeah,
for sure. She wants like a dusty Carhartt,
like a
guy,
fat,
in a
wrinkly,
bar,
ugly,
having one too many shots.
Yeah. You like fat guys?
No, I don't do fat guys. Actually, it's more like it's.
Thank God.
I like a fun time. Irish people.
I don't
are
like
fun.
Drinking. I don't like when people drink, but I like an Irish man stuffing down their desire to drink
with an accent.
Oh, ideally, but no, it's American
but
Irish.
Big drinkers are the same as flat earthers. It's the same. It's the appeal of someone who doesn't care at all how you feel about them. And he's like, I'm going to go have some drinks at the bar. And you're like, but we had a date plan. And he's like, yeah, fuck the date. Like,
Yeah.
I like
that.
And if they have a bad relationship with their father, I'm in.
Yeah, a match made in heaven.
Totally. And all Irishmen do.
That's true.
You should start a dating app for people. Like, you could. The only thing you can change is how recently they've talked to their father.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's like,
or their mother, because honestly, that can get problematic too.
Hmm.
I mean, I feel like as long as you had a bad relationship with them growing up, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can make amends
as long as you built your. Yeah, totally. You can be good now. You can be good now, but you had to have fist fought your father at one point.
No, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I think people,
plates had to be thrown.
That's sick.
Plates
are
always involved.
Yeah,
100%. Are always involved.
Yeah,
I think people who like are adults, like over 30, and they like. Blame what?
Just like the idea.
Plates have to be thrown.
The idea of a mother running up to her son and her husband and being like, "Don't fight!" And then being like, "Get away!"
Yeah,
and her getting tossed is like the hottest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, you hurt mom. That's hot. But what were we saying?
I don't even know. Oh, when adults like blame their parents, and it's like, get over
it. That sucks. That sucks. Totally.
Come on, you're an adult.
Yeah, but like, for example, one of my friends, we went to his dad's house, and he was like, you think you're better than me because you're all fit now? And he was like, no. And he was like, let's arm wrestle. And I was like, I'm more aroused than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
You're like, dad, I'll fuck the winner. Son.
Yeah. Totally.
Isn't that so much of therapy now? I feel like you must hate when like men go to therapy then, because I feel like
I don't like when guys are therapy
is all just realizing that it is your parents' fault.
I am now. I'm older than you, right? How old are you?
30. How old am I? 32.
32. I'm 34. I will say, between those ages, I did pivot. You have to have had some therapy.
Like some therapy, but yeah. Like now, today.
No, in therapy, stand your ground.
No, but like, like realize your shit. But like, I don't know. Guys who are constantly in therapy, and then all the guys constantly in therapy. Yeah, you have to graduate.
Quit, or like, yeah.
Yeah. But the guys in therapy, like forever, they're never better.
I would sacrifice therapy forever than guy who gave up on therapy. I will, even if it's gay to me, because it is very, I need to know that you have an outlet for your rage for me. I have to know, or you have to have a highly lucid best friend, like you, because you're going to fucking hate me at some point, and I need you to talk to somebody about it, because I can't hear it.
My favorite people are Jewish guys who have been going to the same therapist for like 40 years.
Yeah, that's
me. And then it's just, they're just like telling them everything that they want to hear, and nothing really changes.
Yeah.
Or everything changes.
I like when they're processing.
You know what I wouldn't do? Ayahuasca guy.
Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Ayahuasca. I tried to tell Dan, I was like, your brain can be irreversibly damaged from ayahuasca.
Hey, Dan, just got to tell you, I met someone who said your brain could be...
A medical professional.
Is it always so positive? Redheads, eh? How is it always positive, ayahuasca?
You can set a boundary for sure. No ayahuasca talk if you want.
No, I don't mind. I feel like every time I talk to Jordan, it's a lot of her. Like, hate. This is what Jordan does when she asks me about ayahuasca. She's like a balloon that pops. Like, she wants some of the information and the spiritual stuff, and then all of a sudden she's like, no, fuck you, it's gay.
I mean, I just...
But she wants, like, she's interested.
Yeah, spiritual stuff is interesting and fun, but like, I'm not good on fucking mushrooms. There's no way I would take that well. Ayahuasca.
The problem with the ayahuasca is
I look. This is a good ayahuasca outfit, by the way.
Yeah, totally. With the little rope necklace, whatever the fuck that is.
It's a breath whistle.
Yeah, totally. Oh, it is.
Is that where all guys are wearing like bracelets now?
That's not for the breath.
It's a breath whistle. Yeah. Fuck yeah, it is, dude. Don't blow it if it's gonna scare my dog.
It's not good. It doesn't make any noise. It's all right, for great. It's
anxiety?
For, yeah.
You blow it? You've been sucking it.
It slows the breath going out. And then when
you know how you said my dog's staircase that I have going to my bed should be a symbol for codependency? Yeah. That should be a symbol for little
Don't
bitch.
Don't date this guy. Little bitch. What did you say?
Little bitch cuck bitch. Punchable man.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes it's good to regulate your breath.
Because
you know?
The problem with having an ayahuasca,
when I want to fight my dad, I want to make sure my breath is regulated first. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Is that confusing for you?
Yeah, no, that's okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So when you're stressed out, you do the whistle.
Do you guys like? It's just a good reminder to do meditation. All those beads things.
Yeah,
beads.
I've been seeing a lot of guys with beads. I'm anti beads.
Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow's.
Yes.
No. It's the spiritual beads. It's the spiritual bead bracelets.
My dad.
And
has
then you
them.
See some guys have like 100 of them from different
horrible.
Meditation retreats that they've been on and stuff.
Yeah, but it looks like Captain Jack Sparrow. She's so sleepy, her ears went down.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how you know it's a good podcast.
That's nice.
All these people talking. How was your break or whatever? I keep calling it break.
I did nothing, and I've thought about that. I have no answer whenever anyone asks me how my holiday. I was here. I did nothing.
I'm so jealous.
That makes it different.
I want to do nothing for Christmas, but my family will get so mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. I flew on Christmas to try and
you should convert
the bulk of it.
I should convert. Mm-hmm. I had COVID one Christmas. It was the best Christmas I've ever had.
Yeah, it's so alone, nice. I know.
Peaceful in New York. No one's here.
Everybody's
love your family. Grow up.
No, I do love my family. It's just like we get in the same fights every single Christmas. Good. I'm like, dude, come on. My sister tried to cancel Christmas this year.
What are your fights you get in?
It's always just my little sister being like, why don't you hang out with me? I'm like, we're both sick and you're going to make me more sick.
But with my older sister, why don't you hang out with me?
I'm it's always why. And it's like,
because you used to beat the shit out of me. It's crazy. This year she tried to cancel Christmas by being like, just don't even bother coming over. And I've learned from therapy, I just went, okay. And then 5 minutes later, she showed up at my mom's house where I was. And I was like, yeah, dude, you could have just avoided all of this.
We do.
And then we just had to do the begrudging Christmas.
Next Christmas, I'm going to say, you have to go with mom. I go with dad. And we're not doing Christmas together. Because every year it's the same shit. And my parents are finally divorced. So now we can do this.
Do they get together now?
What?
My parents?
No.
You go back and forth.
I went with my dad this Christmas in Boston, and then next Christmas will be mom.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to say we separate for Christmas because it's too annoying.
She's not going to be down.
She's not going to be down.
Because she's a fan.
But she's too annoying, dude. Every Christmas, it's just the same fucking thing. And I'm like, dude, we can't do it.
She wants to be your friend.
She just wants to hang out and she wants to connect. And she's like, comedy. And I'm like, don't talk to me about comedy. I don't want to connect on comedy with you. Like, that's not where you're going to get
me. Yeah, I also have a hard time doing familial connecting.
I
also am like, I think you only want to connect with me because of comedy. I don't think if I was a normal Jordan, you know what I mean? If I was still a fucking little fat farmer, I don't think you'd want to hang out with me. But now you think I'm cool because I live in New York. So fuck you.
Well, Bradley Cooper thinks you're smart.
He thinks I'm really smart.
That is awesome.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
So
you guys went on a date.
You were saying that...
yes, come on.
You went on a date? What do you mean?
No, she's saying
you
two went on a date.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
When? Oh, we never went on a date.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, actually...
Didn't we kind of go on a date in Laughing Buddha era?
What? We never went on a date. Wait, actually?
Let's fucking go, dude.
Let's fucking ride. Did you not?
I feel like
you always ask me to get food.
Pre-COVID. No. That's like not a date. No. Like pre-COVID, we got drunk and went to a party together and it was kind of a date.
No. Wait, you mean when we went to that club?
No, like 10 years ago.
No, never. What did we do? We got food. Did we get food? We always get food. You always ask me to get food.
But like
Dan, if you ask me to fucking edit this out, I will not talk to you. I will not.
I don't give a fuck.
This is my problem with these guys. No offense.
These guys.
Love you.
Yeah.
But guys will be like, oh, want to get food? Yeah. And then they'll call it a date. Unless you're saying, hey, do you want to go on a date? That's when I know it's a date. You have to say that or else I don't know it's a date. And I'm sorry. And I love you.
It's okay.
And we're friends.
Yeah,
it's
fine. I'm good with it.
But
I'm
not, I do want to know the specifics of this date.
I wouldn't say hey, do you want to go on a date?
Right.
But I felt
Wait,
like,
if a comedian asked you to go to food, hey, do you want to get dinner?
But we're already friends. And we've been friends since we started comedy.
Yeah.
So I would.
If a comedian says to me, "Okay, give me an give me a person
who's already friends with you, John."
Oh, insane! But me and John are too close.
Okay, but
less close.
I don't fucking know. I don't know exactly everyone you know.
Dan,
what?
Tap in.
I don't date. I've never. I've told you. I've hooked up with one comedian ever.
So you said, "L, let's go get dinner after the show or on a random night."
No. I feel like, right in the middle of COVID.
Middle of COVID.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lock in. I want to know what happened.
This is awesome.
I feel like
this is like Between Two Ferns.
There was
something.
A little,
it's like I staged this. I did not.
This was our, yeah.
Do you
want
to eat my Zen?
Give her the Zen.
No, she'll poop. For okay. days.
You've tried it?
No, but come on. Nicotine and a little baby's belly.
Okay.
Poop for
it's
days.
All, it's all zinned out. Okay.
So, okay. I felt like when we were doing a lot of open mics.
Right.
I felt like in that era we were like lightly flirty.
I understand the misconceptions, but I am just like a flirty person.
I'm getting
and
rejected from 7 years ago.
But then what was the actual thing that happened? You're out in COVID, outdoor show, and then you're like, you want to get food after this?
No. We got really drunk and went to my friend's party that was outside together.
That's when
I did ketamine.
Yeah. We did a lot of ketamine.
Don't put yours in there. I can't tolerate that. You tuck it in your little pocket and throw it away later.
I don't want
it. Put it in your pocket.
I'll take it.
That's crazy to put it behind me.
Okay. No way was that a date because we went.
I didn't think it was a date
if she's on ketamine.
I felt like I was on a lot of that was the first K-hole I ever went on.
Me too. And I felt like we had that shared experience and it felt a little romantic.
Well, I felt like K-holes is a very individual experience because all I see is black, you know?
That's scary. That's horrifying.
It was kind of nice. I was like in my own basement in my head.
What does black sound like?
Like just peace, like a black hole.
Really? Yeah. To me, it's like, yo, I got no issue with your period blood.
You're like, this date rocks. Yeah, She's
unconscious. Wait, so you did ketamine and then
what happened?
And then it wasn't a date in the like, L, would you like to go out with me? But I felt like
my gag reflex is actually being activated by behind the ear and into the mouth. I need you to throw that away and get a new Zyn right now because I'm going to vomit.
I put the Zyn from there.
No, the Zyn's gone.
No, it's not hers. It's not hers.
Oh, it's over there. It's over there.
He moved it from his back of his ear into his...
Wait, you did that?
Which means it absorbed some skin.
Not yours.
That, I know, but still, that's a... We'll work on it.
Anyway,
it sounds like that they ran really well.
Well, this is the thing. This is why you have this problem.
You run into this problem, though.
Well, I used to, and then I was like... Okay, well now I just can't be nice or smile or touch. Like I talk with my hands. Like I can't be myself. Whoa, around. All
right, Cuomo, fucking
yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm not a creep. I just talk with my hands.
Yeah.
I do this a lot, and I like to do this. This is who I actually am. But then I've learned that I can't do that, or else guys think that we're on dates or smile or be myself, and so that sucks. And then everyone's like, "Elle's a bitch." And I'm like, "Yeah, because if I smile, you're gonna tell everyone we fucked." You know,
I made up a fake boyfriend when I lived in Nashville when I started comedy. A military boyfriend.
I almost did that.
Yeah, it does work. The other thing you can say is I'm celibate.
Hmm. Okay,
I did that for many years. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going through celibacy right now.
But now I want to date people. So now I'm like, yeah.
But do you want to date comics?
I mean, I would, but if it was like a hot.
But I'm saying when you're around a guy. That you want to know you don't want to date, you can be like, yeah, I'm celibate.
I just assume.
I don't want to date Elle now.
That's mean.
Yeah.
I think you would.
I think.
No.
Think you would?
No.
Why? Wait, why?
What?
Did I get worse?
Did I?
Yeah,
dude, that's the ultimate.
Wait. But are you not admitting then that we kind of half went on a date?
No, I think we have fun. I've never thought of this more than like we have fun as friends, and I'm always around guys because
I had
comedy.
A moment of considering Dan when he ran a show, and when our friend was obsessed with him, I was like, oh yeah, maybe Dan is.
I mean, I could consider anyone at any point. But...
Consider anyone. That's the cat. That's how. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, like, I just never thought of you more than a friend.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I do like almost.
I think we had 3 or 4 days where I feel like we were thinking about it lightly.
Okay. I mean, I always.
I've differ. Done this a yeah. thousand times, though. I have gone down rabbit holes where I'm like drinking and I'm hanging out and I feel like a connection with somebody. And then later I'm like, I have to like have like a memory switch me into that mode. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I was. I've done that with a lot of comics where I'm like, well, we were in kind of like an intimate little entanglement for a second. But I've also had it where I'm like, oh, I just realized that this person thinks that I'm into them and I'm not.
Yeah.
But I've totally done the plate spinning.
I don't mean to. I just think like it's either in my head, it's either like 100% yes, or you're my friend.
Like I'm always in a category of maybe I'm like catching them in different lighting and being like possibly this could work.
I had to stop doing. I used to do that all the time.
She doesn't. It's black and white.
But 7 years ago,
she'll date blacks.
You might have
been
doing that stuff.
I mean, yeah, like 7 years ago, maybe. No, I mean, yeah.
I will say, in fairness to me, I was the king. I was the best open micer, so I had a lot of sort of sex appeal back then.
Really.
Yeah.
Why were you the best open mic?
I was just killing at the open mics.
You were good at open mics.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never saw you.
I've never been good at open mics.
No.
Not once. Why? I don't know. I just, I feel
Elle,
like
Elle's
whenever.
Elle's a worker. Elle just pushes through. She'll go up and say like whatever.
Dog shit.
And then slow be a refiner. She's a slow refiner.
I just get the bad idea out. And then once I'm like, okay, that's really bad. And then I think of the good idea after I say the bad idea.
Yeah. Totally. Just, but that's what open mics are for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like pen to paper. I've figured this out and now I'm getting
No, I'm just, again, a people pleaser. So I try. So I'm like, oh, I have all these things that I want to work on at the open mic. But I was like, I'm just going to make fun of how funny this, of how silly this is and just kill.
I was always a address the room type person.
I'm a big address the room.
Yeah. I had to address the room.
Well, you guys.
And I would go hard. Well, like I squirted. L you know what I mean? Like
L might have dated you then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it worked for me.
Yeah, I bet that you guys had a little romantic thing, and I bet it was so deep in a drunk hole that it doesn't fully.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I
do you remember when we went to that party?
Yeah, I had a fun time. I never thought of it as a date or like a romantic thing, but I had a lot of fun. And every time we get dinner, like anything, I have a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Because
when
it's,
I blew you, I was like, "This is friends."
No, she did nothing. No,
she did nothing.
I mean, when it comes down to it, I'll make out with anybody. Like, I don't care. Like, it's fun to make out with a friend, but like, it's not really any deeper than that. You
sure.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys make out?
No.
Oh.
But I have.
I thought
have,
we did.
Did you?
What?
I thought we did.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Uh huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Did we?
I think so.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
For sure.
I'm like a little kid in a candy door right
I
now.
I like have never. Yeah, hang yourself.
Oh my. That's, well, no, not like hang myself. Fucking, but it's crazy. I don't remember. That's crazy. Oh,
she found a bit.
Oh. I don't remember that at all.
It was like. I remember because
this is such a comic date. Get Elle fucked up and then
I was also so
she's...
fucked up. I remember I walked you. We made out a little. I walked you home and then
what?
Yeah, and then I was like, we're both too fucked up. And then that and nice. we never talked about it again.
Good guy.
Well, because I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
Oh.
How was it?
Again, no memory.
Pretty good.
You never tap into the.
You're
I will
so
have
Bill
moments
Cosby,
where I
dude.
Like.
Don't see. That's not fair.
No, no, he was fucked up. We have to make this clear.
I was incredibly but fucked up. Mm-hmm.
But I know. I'm not like blaming you or anything.
Thank you.
Not at all. But
and it sounds
I can't
like
believe...
he could have fucked you. Sounds like he could have knocked one little hit over the head. Yeah.
That's
and it would have been
so crazy. I don't remember at all.
We all have done it.
If
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not embarrassed by any means.
Thank God.
I know.
All right.
I'm a good. This is the thing about. This is the thing about. Okay, I'm gonna say the most insecure and cocky thing of all time.
Okay.
In terms of someone who has the prowess to go up to someone and
prowess,
be like, prowess,
not the prowess
to be like I'm highly fuckable. I'm like a 0 out of 10. Like I don't convey a lot of sexual. But in terms of a person to date, I think I'm number one in New York City.
I could see that.
Yeah.
What?
I could see you being a good boyfriend.
Why?
I'm awesome.
What do you mean? You bail on women for you nitpick things about them. You find things you don't
no,
like.
No, but
you
when
get...
I'm really excited, I'm super fun.
Yeah,
I'm...
you love bomb? Fuck
no,
you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Can you relax?
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm not some other guy. Like, don't put your shit
I
on
know
me.
You.
Don't put your shit on
I
me.
I know you.
I
you
don't
go
love
hard.
Bomb. I'm upset. I don't want anyone to ever be hurt. I'm the opposite of love bomb. If I would actually like to push myself more on the love bomb spectrum.
Dude, I literally talk to you after dates and it sounds like the sickest date ever where you take him to a sick ass restaurant and then you're like, yeah, but a finger's with a little sausagey.
Look, I don't know what's going on, but for I keep dating women with these fat fucking fingers.
Really?
No.
Actually,
no.
You nitpick though.
No. But trust me, in all of those times, I've never
there's something
felt,
deeper than the.
I've
than
never
the fat
felt
fingers.
Guilty because I've in those situations I've been neurotic and annoying. I've never. It's very very rare that I think someone wants to keep dating me, where I like would not talk to them, where I would like love bomb them. Like it's very clear if I don't see someone anymore
than immediately.
That. Yeah. Like I do not love bomb.
Like
so
the
it's
first
like
100%
or nothing. I would be in a much better position if I could just throw myself into things. I'm just saying when I actually am dating someone, I'm really
you're
great.
Good.
I'm a great boyfriend.
Yeah. I would say I'm a good girlfriend too.
I don't know.
Yeah,
not
I'm the best one in New York City.
not in my experience.
I'm the best one in New York City.
I'll remember.
I
nothing.
Have a hopeless problem. A helpless problem.
Helpless?
Yeah, that's my problem when I'm dating somebody is I revert back. Like I'll just be like. I'm a baby. I can't do anything, which I have to not do. That is the one problem with dating me, and that I will kick you out and then invite you back in within 5 minutes.
You'll make out with anyone?
Well, not with anyone, but like if I'm friends with you and...
And you feel safe.
And enough. I feel safe, and it's and you're just
not
like...
And you're not a...
I mean, I had a bout where I would only make out with like gay guys, and that was awesome.
See, I can't
do
that. My make out, if I make out with somebody, we're fucking. I can't like do a make out and separate it. No, it's like immediate. I'm like, oh, well now, it's crazy.
Elle can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can. With me, it's the sex. If I have sex with you, it's kind of like, well now,
we're dating forever.
We're married, right?
Yeah, but there's something about making out. If they're good at kissing, we are fucking. There's no, I can't separate it.
I think it's because of my feeling of like, I know we're friends, that I can separate it. Like, I know that this isn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah, but aren't you immediately turned on when somebody's a good kisser?
Yeah, but I'm like, I can stay in that pocket of like,
oh,
let's
no,
just make
I have
out.
To remove the pocket, tear a hole through it. I have to, the pocket is
You're
gone.
Extrapolating.
It has to go. Yeah, and I'm like, now I need to,
we blow everything up.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Jordan likes to pick the wound, you know?
Yeah, me too. I get that.
The wound.
I get that. But I get that once I hook up with them, then I keep on. I'm like, please come back. Please, please, please.
It's fun to be chasing somebody.
I know.
It's fun. I don't have to think about taxes. I don't have to think about my comedy career. I don't have to think about cleaning my house. If I'm just like, did they text me? Did they text me back? Did they text me back?
Yeah.
It distracts me from everything.
It supersedes whatever else is going on.
It's awesome. It's like when you had to get your dad's attention growing up. You're like, dad, 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 dad. It's like all you focus on.
The second I'm like talking, texting, sort of like texting someone, and then the pain of that overcomes any other success. It's just like, I can't believe I'm in this fucking hole again.
Yeah, I do get that totally. But then you get the text and you go, woo, and you're manic.
Dopamine
rules. Little dopamine.
But one time, so when I went off, I'm not on birth control anymore, and when I went off of it, nice. I had all these like,
what are you up to tonight?
What's up? I had all these like suicidal thoughts, because it like just like hormones and stuff. And my dad is like very cold and not like an emotional guy. And I called my dad, and my dad's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, I think I'm going to kill myself. But like in a very chill way, I wasn't like whatever. And he's like, nah, I don't think we're going to do that. And he called me every single day for a month to check in. And like, he organized my day, and he's very like,
holy shit, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And when he was doing that, I was like, wow, I feel like I don't need to chase men anymore. I'm like, this was the key. My dad's attention is all I ever needed.
In therapy, my therapist had to be like, your dad is dead. And he had to say that to me. And I like was just like, there's no full, like I couldn't fully accept it. I was like, no way. I'm going to find dad dick. I'm going to find a dick like dad. Right. And they were like, no, you actually have to accept that he's dead, because you keep trying to make these men into your father. And it was like a huge thing I had to go through to really be like, you're not going to be able to call and be like, I need you to pick me up and change my tire. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that was like, I had to mourn for that. And then I had to become my own dad, which involved a lot of camo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of camo. Yeah. A lot of tinkering.
Wow.
I had to start tinkering. Had to get my like knuckles kind of cut up, and then I was like, okay, I can be my own dad.
You can be your own dad.
It takes a while, and then you have to like balance, because when you are your own dad, you forget the femininity, so you like then you eat a lot or something like that, so you have to find the balance of being your own mother and your own father.
I definitely feel like I have a dad inside of me for sure.
I know, we both want to be the dads to a child.
It'd
be so sick if they got pregnant. I'd be such a good pregnant husband. I would be so, I'd rub your belly, I'd bring you stuff, you know what I mean? But,
and then you can leave at any point. It's awesome.
Yeah, but the baby can't come out of a penis.
Oh, it's too small.
It's too small.
The hole's too small.
The hole's too little.
And it would go too fast.
What?
It would just...
It'd have
to catch it.
Like cum?
Yeah, it would just fly out of there.
Oh, no, I think it'd take a really long time.
Guys had to like jerk off to have the baby? Oh, God.
It'd be awful.
It'd be awesome. Yeah. Be great. I had it last night. I went out with some people after the show, and that same thing, I had like a little crush on this girl, and I was like, I'm gonna go home, I'm gonna do work. And then I had a little crush, and then this fucking guy came in who was so, you would have loved this guy, like a tall German guy with dimples and a nice smile.
I love that, great hair. I do love Germans.
And this girl that was kind of interested in me immediately was like, ooh, you know, umlaut.
Oh my god, what is German like? Who's German?
A guy I used to date was German. They're just like
who's
pretty
an
boys.
Actor? Like Francis Ellis.
I guess he's a bit. He is hot, but he's like, yeah, he's kind of a bit German. I would say the guy in Heated Rivalry, even though he's not German, he does play a German.
Oh, like a World War II soldier.
Michael Fassbender, I guess, has German vibes, even though he's not German.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yes.
Blondes.
Or the Skarsgård guys.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone.
Yeah, we're both like hairless.
And they're emotionless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is my favorite.
Yeah.
I would never date an Italian.
Never, not in a million years.
They
all cheat. They're all
Jews.
Oh, Jews. Oh,
Italians for sure. Yeah, yeah. Italians. The problem with Jewish people is the spatial awareness thing really bothers me. Like, there is, you guys don't have logic when it comes to actually, like, you know, like I remember one time my like cup holder fell off of my truck, and I watched Rana trying to put it back on, and it obviously hooked into the window.
Wait, I have good spatial awareness.
You don't, though.
Yes, I do. I'm a fantastic tinker.
You don't like when people touch you?
No.
She doesn't like when guys are incompetent.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
I mean, my best friend, producer, hi Harry, he's Jewish and he's a builder and can build anything. Yeah, he's very good at it. But
sorry, keep on.
Is that you?
That was you? I thought that was the dog.
Oh, okay. But a lot of Jewish people I find are so in their heads.
If she was doing that while we were talking about whether or not we went on a date, I would have killed myself.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She didn't. She just hung herself.
You're going to think about it a lot tonight.
Sorry.
I'm not. Zero. I will think about the zero.
You will a little bit.
No, I will think about the zero.
The rule of thumb is
this
you
is
have
a great pillow.
If it's going to be a date, you have to state that, hey, do you want to go on a date?
Understood. I've had to ask men. I've been like, is this a date? I need to know whether or not to shave my vagina.
Yeah.
We can't just go in. I've definitely had comics be like, come to a movie with me. And I'm like, great.
She has a cabinet called It's a Date. And it's just a bunch of
razor
blades.
It's in Sawzalls and wood chippers. Bro, when I started fucking again after this lesbian stint, after my camo time.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Are you doing deodorant?
Lesbian stint. You hooked up with girls?
No, but like you just become like an angry woman named Sharon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm going to be my own man.
Yeah,
I had to really hack at the bush. I mean, over the Christmas break, all of the witches showed our bushes, and it was like the cowlicks, and it was very beautiful, but it was truly an epic scene.
Yeah,
well, I love that about you, though. I love that you're really like a mountain person.
Thanks, New York City hick.
I don't understand like the shaving, like girls who shave every single day for no reason. Like that's insane.
It doesn't work. I would get like ingrown rashes and stuff. I can't.
It's so much work.
Just rubbing a razor against your bald skin
every
is not
single
good.
Day. That's not good. I let it all grow out until something happens.
Yes.
And then I will shave.
I know.
Maybe that's why you guys think someone needs to declare if it's a date. That's the whole reason.
100%.
You guys
got to
know
if I'm going to grab
the tools or not.
Yeah.
You're kind of an accidental date guy. Like I've done things with you. Like when we went to the candy store where I was like, we went on the best date, didn't we?
Oh yeah. Me and Jordan actually went on a date.
We went on a great. Yeah, if that had been
that
a date.
Was,
we went shopping. We got ices.
No, snow cones.
Snow cones.
With the sunset.
We sat on the back of a truck with the sun setting while we ate our slushies.
Oh, it was so good.
Imagine if guys knew how to do dates like that. I love a roaming date.
Mm. Yeah.
I went on a date the other day that ended up at Ace Hardware.
Oh,
and I was
love
like,
that.
This is ideal.
No, it's not
an errand, a quest, if you will.
Yeah. Going to a grocery store or something.
Oh, yeah. The grocery store will get me every time.
But then I start to annoy people. I'm like, you like those? She's like, yeah, yeah. I'm
see?
Like,
nitpick. You nitpick. Yeah.
You I know, pick. I'm just interested. You like those? What do you have a flavor preference? I love
that stuff. Is kind of important. Like if you go to a grocery store and you see like what they're eating, you're like, ew.
Thank you. No. I'm not judging.
Oh, I'll judge.
You judge.
I mean, if a woman eats too much chazarai,
what's that?
Like Yiddish for junk.
Goyslop?
No. Candy and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. If like a guy's like, I only eat hamburgers and junk food. I'm like, ew.
If you actually have candy in your cupboards, that's bad.
No, feel like you would.
I don't. I can't.
Ouch. No. Jordan and I are the same like this. We have no food in our homes.
If I have food in the home, it's gone.
Yeah.
The only thing I keep in the home is oatmeal at all times in an emergency. Like today I did not eat and then I was like, I have to house my slop.
Yeah.
And I ate my oatmeal.
Whenever I buy groceries, they're gone within seconds.
It's insane.
It's
insane.
Great. Yeah. It's
if
not
I
good.
Whatever I buy is what I'm eating that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't hold on to stuff. But yeah, I think when people have candy in their cupboards, I find them to be elite. Yeah. Like my friend Nelly always has candy, and she'll like roll up those Sour Patch Kids bag and put it away. And I'm like, that's the cutest thing that you take out three.
Yeah.
And eat. I'm like, Sour Patch time, boys. Yeah, you know, it's really bad.
And my ex had a, what's the Christmas calendar called?
An advent calendar,
and she didn't eat any of the chocolates.
That's crazy.
Until it was the day, right?
And it just would just like, oh, I forgot it today.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's awesome. I've been forgetting to eat with the sex. Sex replaces food for me, which is so clutch, dude. It's so awesome.
Wow. It's like a new addiction.
Whatever. I'll fucking take it,
dude. It's a healthy, you lose weight.
I'm jealous. I need a crush. I haven't seen anyone in...
I know. It's got to be set up. You got to do a setup. I think the setup is the way.
I feel like I find one guy a year, maybe.
This has been so many years for me. So, I mean, it's been the... toxic relationship.
Yeah, we're happy for Jordan.
Yeah.
No, I am always happy.
And then, but yeah, it's like, so I hate everybody, dude.
I hate everybody.
I've gone on dates on the apps and I fucking despise
them. No, I can't do the apps every single time. I went to just like eat at a pizza place recently.
Crazy.
And you know, I went to go to a Korean restaurant, but the Korean restaurant was fully not there. And it said it was there, but it's not there. And I went to Ace's Pizza.
They do that sometimes.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah it's closed. They get a D. There's a rat.
Yeah.
They're eating just... it.
Sorry.
There's
I
like...
don't stand by that joke.
Sometimes they do. Because my favorite fucking ramen place closed. Because I think it was inspection stuff.
Yeah.
So I go and I'm sitting down and a guy sits down next to me and he's like... He seems tall and I can tell he has hair and like, I can tell he's trying to like talk to me. He's talking to the bartender.
I'm one for
like,
two. What? Go on.
Okay, whatever. I date short guys. I've dated short. I don't really care about short as long as you're fit. You have to be fit. Okay. Anyway, so, and then the bartender, like, I think he knows him. They like get me in the conversation. I'm talking to this guy and he seems fine. But then I notice he's like moving at all times. Like when he's talking like this.
Oh, he's
like,
on drugs.
I don't know.
Just fidgety.
I was like, I wanted to ask him if he had Tourette's or something, but I guess that's
I think
rude.
It might be Adderall.
Are you allowed? But I've never seen a human move like this before.
Was there some
like,
rhythm
the,
to it?
You, the whole time like he was like, I'm going to Dubai. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, you could never see this on an app. This is why I don't do apps. Because it's all these weird tics.
Why was he moving like that?
I have no idea. I wanted to ask.
Did you get his number?
No.
Did he talk to you?
How are you not? You could date anybody you want. Do you have really high standards?
Not true.
It is true.
I think because I think I'm ugly.
Oh, you think you're... That means you could date anybody.
But I don't know that. That's the thing.
What?
Like, I don't know that I could date anybody because I don't think I'm like...
If you put up like hot L pictures on an app, you're saying you don't just get your pick of the litter?
No. Not
then
at
you're
all.
Doing, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I don't know how to do it, I guess.
I don't believe you for a second. I just looked at my hot friend's
because the thing about
then
L,
I would have
the
a hot boyfriend if this wasn't true.
I think you're not going on dates.
I'm not because no one's asking me on a date.
But you're not on the apps.
No, because all the guys that I meet on the apps are like horrible.
And
they're not even hot. They're like ugly, boring, like... They're not even like shoot. They're not even trying to get me out on a date. You know, they're not even like, let's go get it. Like, fuck this. Let's go. You know?
Yeah. They don't do that.
They don't. And I'm like, I don't have the effort.
The thing is
to
also
pull
like,
you
is also like, Elle doesn't have hot girl personality. And I think a lot of guys are used to,
she does have hot girl personality.
No.
The Daria thing. Yeah.
No.
What?
Like the cool girl skater almost.
No, like not like, the
Dan's like, trust me,
trust
she
me,
doesn't
no. Like the gold like fancy Goldman Sachs like fancy guys in New York.
So you think I have to act better and I will attract better?
If
you know what it is, you probably go out with dudes and then you do the kowtow, you do a little bit of the shape shifty thing. This would happen to me.
What?
And then they'd be like, I'm out. As Ooh. Soon as a guy senses that you're kind of changing your beliefs for theirs, they're fucking out on you so fast.
Oh, I do that all
I
the
know.
Time.
I know. And I've literally had to learn how to be like, fuck you. This is what I stand by. And they're like, I'll never leave you ever.
The number one thing that I don't really hang out with comedians that much. I hang out with like other like random New Yorker people. And like amongst those.
You're so cool.
I'm so cool. But yeah, you always hear like the number one thing you hear a guy say who are like decent guys, not like super playboys, is like, I just didn't feel like she challenged me at all.
What? Yeah.
Oh,
it's true.
Yeah, I guess I
Because I even felt that on our date is I kind of felt like a boy. I was like, this is awesome. I'm like, this is what it feels like to be a boy dating a girl.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like kind of twinkly.
Whatever
you... And you're like, yeah, let's go do that. You're so cute. But I think you then have to be like, stand my ground. I fucking hate that club.
Yeah.
Or this is it, like when you were like, this is the best icy. I was like, that's great. But I think.
You have to take charge more.
You have to take charge more. Yeah. I had to do that because I would be like, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Or be a Lululemon matcha girl.
No,
but I'm just not.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't have hot girl person. Like, you don't have like that New York.
I just have to stand my ground more and be like, this is.
If you're going to do the boy thing like we do, you have to be a boy in the fact that you're like, I hate donkeys. I hate Korean food. You have to choose things that you hate and die on those hills.
Got it.
And you do probably hate things.
I do.
Yeah. Just if they say they like them, be like, that sucks.
That
and they
sucks.
They'll be in the bag for life, dude.
Interesting.
It's real. If they're like, I love Boston this and you're like Boston.
No, but also things like I work really hard at my comedy. Like, oh, you work for a bank. Like, are you passionate about that? Like, what do you actually care about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, then they're like, what? Yeah. I'm just curious. Like, if I'm going to spend time with someone, I want someone who actually cares
about
that
things. That can be so shitty for a woman to say.
I'm
and
just saying. I know, but.
Like, I should have asked that guy, why the fuck are you moving so much?
That's a perfect example. That's why is your body moving weird?
But you didn't like him, so it doesn't matter.
It's true.
I don't do that either. Like, a guy can fully fart and I'll let it slide instead of being like, did you just fart? And it would be better if I was like, did you just fart? Instead, I'm like, I'll make noises to cover up his fart, which is less hot.
Unless he makes an effort.
You just make a fart noise with your mouth.
Yeah, coyote gets sent into Vietnam flashbacks. How long have we been going?
An hour and 13
minutes.
Oh, great.
Hell yeah. We did it. Everybody learned something.
Is there anything else?
Wow, I can't believe this is like the root of my biggest problem.
They ain't shit, dude. And you need to know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. Like,
to be confident.
The guy that I've been seeing
you.
Is like literally so much smarter than me, and I'm a full retard.
Yeah.
And he'll like say something smart, and I'll be like, hey, I have no idea what you're talking about. But if I did the thing where I'm like, yeah, I know what you mean. That's not good.
That's
I have
not
to be
hot.
Like, I have to stand by how retarded I am.
Yeah.
Or else it's whack.
Or else you're not really talking to a person. You're kind of just talking with a shadow.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Totally. So, yeah.
Okay. Gonna do
That's
it.
The move. Dan, what are you going to do? Ayahuasca again. Trip on it. Think on it. You're going to stop putting things
in
my ears.
I'll tell you, I don't have anything for this, but I have a funny thing. So I did fire up Hinge again and matched with this girl, very attractive. And she goes, hey, I would love to. Hey, this is crazy, but like, can I set you up with my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. She pawned me off onto someone else.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's actually ideal.
That's ideal for sure.
Yeah. To be like, you're no not my type, but you're exactly my friend's type. But the amount of matches I get where I'm like, goes, I don't like this person, but my friend would love
them. Then she goes, I really hope you guys get married. It'll be my 8th shidduch.
Oh, that's so nice.
Which means that she's out there hunting for matches.
That's
like she's
great.
She's just out there pairing people up.
The matchmaking
that's
thing seems
great.
Cool to me. I know a guy who met his wife on matchmaking, and they're both very hot and fit.
Oh.
And it sounds fun, because you go in blind.
Is it
blonde?
Expensive?
Blind.
Blind.
I don't know if it's expensive, but wouldn't it be fun to be a matchmaker?
Yeah, I would fuck that
I
want
to hook my friends up more with people. I think that's a really
Everyone should do that with me.
I know. And then, what I need to do is I need to not do the thing. As soon as I start seeing somebody, I just start immediately future tripping. And then I freak myself fuck out.
You're having a conversation with their mom and you're like.
I just am like, I like project everything in the future. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to be.
No,
that.
You can't.
And because I think you can also. Pick up when people are future tripping, and I think it puts out like a energetic stank.
It does.
You know?
It's like desperation.
Yeah, and you're like checking it. You're checking things for the future. You're being like, I just want to make sure that this is this way for then when that happens. And
for when
which
we go
I think
to Cape
is,
Cod with your family.
Right. Totally. And that needs to not be done. Do you want it to be with a Jewish woman?
I think so.
Yeah.
A Jew?
So I guess it would have never worked out anyways between us.
You might have converted.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
See? That's hot.
Oh, that was good. Good job. We're learning.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Have you really read any of the Torah though, or anything?
No.
Listen, thank you. El Orlando, Dan Janine. Look him up on Instagram, El Orlando.
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah,
okay,
El
great.
Orlando.
And Dan Janine.
If they liked me enough, they could find me.
Okay. Great comics. Love them both so much. Thank you for listening. See you soon.